here at the 2018 Fighting Big Bright Minds in now sunny San Diego, California. Now it's sunny. We're here with Fightling's very own Mark Meyer. Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm doing terrific. It's great to see you.
Good to see you as well. Great show again.
Thank you.
Besides, I apologize as a local about the weather. Man, this never happens in November or December.
It was a lot warmer than Madison, Wisconsin, so we enjoyed it.
Okay.
So.
All right. So, I mean, just before we get into your some of the topics that you want to talk about, how's the conference going so far from your perspective?
You know, it's terrific, right? I think I appreciate two things. Number one is just big, bold thinking on key strategic issues that are coming from the academic community. Mm-hmm. Always enlighten us.
Yeah.
Moreover, is the incredible beauty of watching the I3 folks come forward with very interesting insights on key future issues, and the notion of disaster recovery was really, really phenomenal.
Yeah.
So that was it's been fun.
And
to
the pandemic's one really stood out for me as I can't get that on my mind now.
Yeah. How do we deal with that? So I think it's cool that unconventional thinking that credit union executives continue to bring. So
let's chat about a little bit about your opening remarks. I saw a little bit of it, and I was going back and forth upstairs and downstairs, but some of your opening remarks, give us a quick summary before we talk about the top three things that you wanted to address there.
Well, I think number one, what we hear from credit unions often is this notion of how do we compete in an increasingly complex, evolving marketplace?
Mm-hmm.
And almost this notion of, we hear a lot about disruption, we hear about change, we hear about scale, and okay, that's great, we know that. What do we do? Right? And what do we do? Mm-hmm. And I think what Filene has really tried to do over the course of the last 3 to 4 years is identify core themes that are actionable for individual credit unions to take hold and better serve their members and their communities to enable financial wellness.
Yeah, indeed. So the top things that you want to talk about, first one was know your member.
So you're right. I think, you know, often we, in this sort of being feeling overwhelmed, we forget we need to have the opportunity to know our members better than almost any other type of financial institution. Why is that? Number one, because most credit unions today remain local and they are community-based, they know what are the issues in their community, or they're seg-based, and they know the core issues of those employers or communities they serve. And that's a huge, huge strategic advantage.
Yep.
The other piece is data analytics and the ability to study data and use machine learning has leveled the playing field in terms of scale. So yes, you need a little bit of resources to enable that, make that happen.
Sure.
But those two pieces of having the qualitative aspect of really knowing what's on the hearts and minds of your people in your community, balanced with data analytics that any size organization can access, is pretty powerful.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Number two here, think about the concept of innovation, prototyping, make that whole process effective.
So the next piece is, you often hear about, okay, look at Capital One, look at Bank of America, and the amount of dollars they're deploying into reinventing and pushing and evolving and meeting financial services and meeting consumers with kind of where they are and where they kind of quenching their thirst for change. Don't underestimate a couple of attributes credit unions have in the innovation competency. And that number one is this notion of being swift and nimble. Because you're closer to your member, you have more agility. What credit unions need to do more of to leverage this, I think, is two things. Number one is they need to not be afraid of big, bold thinking. Number two is actually leverage that swift and nimble attribute to incubate and test. It doesn't need to be perfect to get it in front of your members. They will come along with you, but the notion of piloting and incubating concepts will evolve and push much more quickly innovation in the credit union space.
And yeah, I like the agility aspect of it, because we can turn on a dime. You know, we're not the Exxon Valdez. We're like speedboats.
Well, and so, I think one of the examples, when you do think of context, if you look at what has happened in the automobile industry with innovation, is GM, which produces six million automobiles a year, and Tesla, which is 100,000. You look at what some big, bold thinking can do to push innovation, and it wasn't the establishment that moved that. It was a startup, small, nimble thinking that did that. So,
and now look where they are, you know?
Right.
Great story. Great story there. Third one, engaged with the war for talent. We've been talking about this for a few years now.
You can have the right strategy. You can have all the resources to bring to bear. But if you don't have the right people on the bus, you are not going to navigate the future.
Right.
And so I think for credit unions, the call to action is really assess what got you here is not going to get you there. We're talking about the CEO competencies and leadership. We're talking about board members. We're talking about folks on the front line. And so having a very strategic view and very, very aggressive plans to attract, retain, and develop talent in the new world order is going to be critical.
Oh, yeah.
we remain at full employment nearly across the country at this point. Yes, there will probably be a recession. Are we ready to leverage that moment to sweep up diverse, bright talent to stand up on the shoulders of those of us who are, you know, have been here for a while and take this whole thing forward?
How do you do that, though, when money isn't the main driver here? Because, I mean, obviously, credit unions aren't at the top of the pecking order when it comes to paying people. You know, I mean, people make a good living working at a credit union, of course.
I can speak through a continuum of experiences. I observe, number one is you have to be very intentional about what type of attributes and skills and knowledge you're looking for, right? Once you're intentional and understand that and align resources towards that, we have had great experiences across organizations that engage in thoughtful internships. I look at, specifically at Filene, we've maintained almost a 90% engagement score, despite the fact we've been encountered turnover because many of our team members have moved on to great positions within the space. We've maintained that engagement score with our team at about 90%, and you know, which is a very strong engagement score. I'm shocked that the millennials got a 95% engagement score at Filene. So my point would be, we don't have a lot of money at Filene, and we are figuring this out. And so if Filene can do it, credit unions can.
Yeah, no doubt,
So I think being intentional, leveraging the concept of internships and bringing people in, there's a great fabric of social mission here that really resonates in today's generation. So it is not all about money, but you do have to think about flexibility. You do have to think about things that many of us who have a little snow on the roof are a little uncomfortable with. So right, so it's interesting.
So how do you wrap all this up? How do you push a credit union to execute on all this type of stuff?
What I would say is this, is you look at the wrapper around this, and one of the things that the asterisk to all those three steps is this notion of social impact and how credit unions not only live the individual lives and create financial wellness for their members, but more importantly, they're lifting communities, right? And so you really, if you're reflective and you think about where you see this come to bear, is around the concept of disasters. And whether it's an economic disaster such as a horrible recession like we saw in the global financial crisis nearly 10 years ago, the credit unions proved with data they continue to lend. You look at the continuum of natural disasters our country's experienced over the years, whether it's been hurricanes such as Hurricane Katrina or even a couple of years ago in Houston, or you look at last week there was an earthquake in Alaska, and you look at wildfires that we've unfortunately encountered in California, and what you see is credit unions are oftentimes at the epicenter in those communities, helping people realign, whether it's Brett Martinez in Santa Rosa last year at Redwood, who's got a great compelling story, or the credit unions on the Gulf Coast after Katrina that they did.
So. Yeah, pretty amazing stories altogether, and that really resonates with the millennial crowd as well. I mean, I can't stand doing this demographic thing, but that's what resonates with the younger generations.
Well, the reality of our workforce now, I believe the oldest millennials are approaching 35, and they are going to be, that is our workforce.
Right.
And so those of us who are I'm an old Xer, or those of us who are boomers are sort of, entering the last chapters of our careers.
Yeah.
And the heart of our workforce is going to align, and the heart of our population, consumers, is going to end up being this crowd that is coming, aging through the life cycle.
Yep.
So here we go.
Here we are. All right, Mark, always a pleasure talking to you. Always a great education. So thank you so much.
Cheers.
Appreciate your time as always.
Yep. Bye-bye.